Sudden ending for you here on KFJC. Fred Frith music there. Fred's in the studio with me, and Fred's wondering why it cut off cold just like
No, he's not. He's used to it.
Oh, no. I guess it was. Does that normally go into the next track, I guess?
No, it actually cuts off.
It's fine. Okay. Well, there you go. Fred, what did we just hear?
It's a little bit of a piece called Still Urban that was commissioned a few years back by a group called the Arte Sax Quartet from Switzerland. And it was an interesting project for me because it involved, it posited two completely different kinds of environments. And we actually did the preparation for the piece living in a Benedictine convent up in the Prealps, which the only way to get to it was in a cable car. And we spent some time there in absolute stillness getting ready for the project. But the other side of the project is Oakland. So I was contrasting that stillness with the urban environment of Oakland. And Miles Boyson hung a microphone out of his studio window. And so everything that you're hearing in the background is a day in the life of East Oakland, basically, or West Oakland. So there's a kind of a backdrop of urban material, and then there are compositions which are played in various degrees of deconstruction. Some of them are played very precisely. Some of them are heard from recordings, so that you'll hear a recording of an earlier part of the piece coming back from a very bad quality speaker and somewhere in the background, which is very hard to reproduce on a CD. There were some recording parts there, for example. And I'm also playing electric guitar, although not so prominently there. I'm doing something fairly subtle, if one could say, in that background. But I was kind of fitting in with the urban part. But sometimes I get a bit more assertive. And it's a you know, 50-minute long piece, which goes through 9 different sections, and you just heard 2 of them. And it just came out, so it's a recent recording. And the thing we're going to hear next came out at the same time. They're kind of twinned. This is a piece called A Big Picture, which I actually wrote also for the Arte Quartet and 2 soloists. The 2 soloists are not specified. It's just for 2 improvising soloists. And so the quartet plays cells of extremely composed material, and it's juxtaposed with a lot of different kinds of improvising, some by the 2 soloists and some also by the quartet members. And it's a short piece. It's actually, the whole piece is, I think, only 13 minutes or so, 14 minutes, and goes through a number of different sections. And we're going to hear 2 or 3 of them right now.
Okay.
And the soloist in question, just for in this particular case, although when we first did it, I was one of the soloists. But for this record, I selected Katharina Weber, who's a pianist from Switzerland, who's awesome, and Lucas Nigli, who's a little bit better known Swiss improvising drummer.
Okay. It's 89.7 KFJC and more Fred Frith music.
Thank you.
the music of Fred Frith here on KFJC, and Rough Edges is the name of the special. 35 more minutes, and then it's all over for part one of the Fred Frith special. Fred, tell us what we just heard.
That was the Big Picture, the Arte Quartet with Katharina Weber and Lukas Nigli. And I thought that since we are dealing with quartets, and I have a long and special affinity with quartet composition, we could hear something from my guitar quartet. But actually, I want to play a piece by a different composer. This is Claude Vivier, who's a composer from Montreal, who sadly died very young. He gave this music to René Lussier, who was part of my quartet. It's basically music which can be done by any kinds of instruments. It's not specified what instruments. So René made an arrangement for the guitar quartet, and I think it's a very interesting illustration of how an electric guitar quartet can be as precise and as dynamically interesting as any other string quartet. I'm very happy with this performance.
Okay, and when does this date from?
This recording was from our first recording, which I guess was in about 1997, and the group was with Nick Ditkovsky, René Lussier, Mark Stewart, who you must probably know from Bang on a Can and playing with Steve Reich and other people, and myself.
Okay. 89.7 KFJC. Thank you. Music from the Fred Frith Guitar Quartet there. It's 89.7 and the Fred Frith Special for about 20 more minutes. Fred has been our extremely courteous guest here since noon. And Fred, why don't you tell us what we just heard from the guitar quartet?
This is a composition by Claude Vivier, the composer from Quebec, that arranged by René Lussier for the quartet. And it's... Very beautiful piece, very hard to play. A lot of sudden, I mean, with the electric guitar, you're doing a lot of things with your feet in this piece, changing levels with your foot while still trying to be very precise. It's a piece I always found very challenging to play, and I seldom get to hear it, so I was enjoying that. And I think we should contrast it with a movement from my string quartet, the first one, a piece called Lelikovica, which is dedicated to the Czech violinist Iva Bitova, who actually will be coming to Mills next year, this year in the fall, to play. So we're kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
And Lelikovica is actually the name of her hometown, where I was once going to visit her and drove past her house at least 20 times before we found it. And the reason for that is because the way the house numbers were done, I'll never forget this. You know, mostly when you go to a street, it goes, you know, either 246 or 135 or else 12345. This, it was completely random. You would go 1, 15, 39, and I had no idea how to find it. And I said, how do you ever know? And she said, oh, well, they just number the houses in the order they were made. So if there's a new house, it becomes the next number. So.
I mean, that does have a logic to
it. Regardless of where it is. Eventually she ran on the street and waved. That's the only way I found out where she was.
Mm.
Anyway, looking forward to having her in the fall. And this is part of a quartet that is dedicated to her.
Okay. I'd like to hear it in just a minute. Let me mention a couple things here. First of all, we have another special coming up at 4 p.m. It is the Rhythm of the Rails Part 2, 4 hours of train songs about engineers and tracks and trains and hobos and whatnot, 4 to 8 p.m. coming up, the Rhythm of the Rails. The Part 1 installment last year was so much fun, we're doing it again. So that'll be for 4 hours of train songs, starting in about 20 minutes with the Pocatello Yardmaster as your host. Also, Fred, I wanted to not neglect to give people information about where they can find out more about Fred Frith and your releases and your concert schedule and interviews and all that sort of thing. Where can we find that information?
Well, I'm all in favor of supporting your local record store, so I would say if you want to find my music, go to Amoeba Records, which is probably the best source you're going to find around here. My website, fredfrith.com, has a list of my upcoming performances, for example, and also information about latest releases. There are websites where you can order stuff if Amoeba turns out not to have it. For example, rerusa.com is the best source for American distribution for the harder-to-find records. But, you know, in these times, get out to the store, is what I say.
I couldn't agree more. Okay, turns out we have one more CD to give away. We have one final copy of Fred's Zadok release, To Sail, solo acoustic guitar pieces. So the third caller at 650-941-2500 can pick up a copy of this CD. And one more time, Fred, real briefly, what are we about to hear?
We're going to hear the Arditi Quartet playing the sixth movement of my first string quartet, Lelikovica.
It's right here on KFJC.
Thank you.
Another sudden ending for you here on KFJC.
Oh, we like that.
Fred Frith has been our guest here for going on 4 hours now. And Fred, we really appreciate you coming down and spending an afternoon with us here on KFJC. Big fans of your music, and I know the listeners have been enjoying it as well.
My pleasure.
Okay. We just heard a track called Stones from Prince. And tell us about this CD. I know it has something to do with radio performances.
It was actually a program. Somebody wanted to make a program about improvisation, and they thought it would be interesting to get me to improvise pieces in the studio to see how I did it. And they gave me samples of stuff and said, okay, here's some material, make something out of that. And in fact, the very title Prince is actually because we actually used a Prince drum sample, which he then refused permission to put on the CD. We got permission for the radio, but not the CD. So I did a version of it without the drums on it, which actually sounded fine, but hence the disguised title. And that particular track, all the song titles, the song lyrics were coming out of the newspaper of the day, and that particular story was about the establishment of the Palestinian state. So they're singing that they're happy. There are great stones, we must lift them, is all quotes coming out of the newspaper from the day when I happened to be recording using samples that they'd given me. So that was a fun project. And we're going to finish with something which is an exotica for people who know my work going back a bit. There's a track from my record Gravity, which is probably the most best-selling record I've ever done, called Spring Any Day Now, and this is a cover version of that piece that was done by a Scottish folk and early music group who liked the song and decided to include it on a record of Scottish folk music, and there's a piece by Zappa on there as well, and it's I think very beautiful and completely different from my version, so I thought it would be nice to go out with that.
Okay, Spring Any Day Now.
Tomorrow night, Great American Music Hall, Sleepy Time Guerrilla Museum, Khidarag, and a solo of mine, 8 o'clock, Great American Music Hall, San Francisco. Be there.
Sounds like a wonderful concert. All right, Fred, well, thanks a lot. Appreciate your input and all the lovely music you've given us to play. And we're going to go out again with the early music version of Spring Any Day Now. Now, I've got...
Played by a group called Concerto Caledonia with David McGuinness and David Greenberg on violin and early instruments.
Okay. Here it is for you on KFJC 89.7 FM.